participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win one for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. This is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike Show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Today, unfortunately, my son walked in right on the very
I'm really sorry about
unintended
that.
Tail end of that.
Yeah, I didn't mean for that to happen. I wanted to finish before he got here.
Bart, let me ask you, or maybe you didn't see. You didn't see the sodomy today?
No.
What?
Oh, no, thank God.
Good.
You didn't see Buzz sodomizing me?
Thank God, no.
Well, anyway, he did. And today, the item of choice was?
Today, it was a number three pencil.
Oh, that's why I barely fell down there. It was like,
yeah.
It was like a feather.
A fine point.
Should he use the number two?
Anyway, he did all of that. Thanks for the beverage, Mike. He did all of that so that I would announce his name, Buzz Girdley.
Thank
Buzz
you.
Girdley.
It worked.
And welcome to a show that, frankly, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you got to just throw up things and see what sticks to the wall.
Now, today, we got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of show stuff. We got Craig Wilson today.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to pick the Las Vegas-style show winner for Philadelphia today.
That's good.
We've got Shaq and Dennis dialing for days today.
Fantastic.
But it is it's an exciting day on the Don and Mike show, because today
it is for me.
We're having our first ever on-air fantasy draft.
Woo!
Uncle Mike is mixing the beverages.
Hold on.
And let me introduce you to the players today. Of course, you have me, Don, and then everybody's favorite, Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Then you have Robe Spiewak.
Hi, Robe. Hi, Robe.
Then you have Lisa Herndon. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hello.
And then you have Charlie Broyhill.
Hi.
Our production man, Johnny. Mm-hmm. Johnny Norman.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Hi, Charlotte.
Guy Birdley.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
And Bart Source.
Hi, Bart.
And
hi, Charlie.
Welcome to the show. Now we're going to get right underway with round number one.
Ah.
Okay. Mike, I know you're mixing drinks and stuff.
See, once again, I'm at a disadvantage.
But,
you were late.
But we're going to get right to it.
Not late.
You should have been in here to start that sooner.
I was not late, you wipe.
I did tell it to start mixing earlier.
See? I was waiting because the only thing I didn't have was cups. And guess who I asked to go get them?
Guess who I asked to get the cups?
Joseph Ardinger.
Thank you.
Now, here are the rules.
How do you like your beverage?
It's mighty tasty.
Thank you.
Mighty tasty. We have how many rounds, Robe?
16
rounds.
16.
It'll just fly.
16 rounds.
Yeah.
Well, I think the first couple of rounds will fly.
The thing that we're doing in a minute is you guys are going to be amazed at how quick
right.
it goes.
I don't think most people will need 1 minute to take their first selection.
No. It depends on where you are.
God, I hope not. Let me see. I do have the TikTok. The TikTok.
Yeah.
I do have the, where's the sound when someone actually makes a pick? There we go.
La,
da,
da, da.
There you go. And I've got the beautiful NFL music.
Yeah,
all kinds of NFL music. So, let me just say, without further ado, on the clock now, with the first pick in the Don and Mike Fantasy League.
Exciting, isn't it?
Here is Buzz Burbank.
For our first pick, the Buzz Burbank anchors choose running back Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk goes to Buzz. Marshall Faulk is off the board.
Yes, he is.
You have put me in a bad, bad place, Buzz.
I'm sorry. I actually thought that would help you out. I thought that would open up somebody else for you.
That's who I wanted, though. Marshall Faulk.
Only I. Who drafts two? As soon as the next first pick's made, the next person's on the clock.
He's got a minute.
Okay, I'd say he's about 20 seconds into it.
I choose Kurt Warner.
Oh, shocker.
There
surprise
it is.
Of surprise.
Kurt Warner. That is my selection. That means we go to number three, and that would be Bart Source.
Taking my minute.
Right. Good, good, Bart. I think that's smart. I think this steamrolling right to the...
Gives Rob a chance to catch up.
Gives Mike a chance to look at his list. Now, Bart, do you have your pick?
I'm thinking.
Because really, it would help old dad's show if you would you'd make that pick.
Well, if you wanted it to be 30 seconds, Max, you should have made
there 10 you go. Minutes. I agree with your son, as I always do.
Love you dearly, Dad, but I have a minute.
All right, you do have a minute. And I guess you're going to take every second of that minute.
How you been, Bart?
Excuse me, Bart.
Doing well.
Now, Bart, you're not even
do that to us.
You're not even looking at your list.
I'm looking directly.
All right, who's your pick?
Amon Green.
Amon Green of the Green Bay Packers off the board. And that means on the board now, with the number four pick, is Tex O'Meara.
This is going to be a good pick.
Here you go, Tex. Now, you got plenty of good players to choose from.
It is Serena Williams.
Look at him going through his papers.
Dan Humphries?
Ted Williams?
I'm going to make my pick.
Yes. Sam Huff?
Going to go with Sean Alexander.
Sean Alexander of the Seattle Seahawks. That is Mike's pick, Sean Alexander. Who's on the clock now?
Hi.
Lisa Herndon. Lisa with 60 seconds to make her first round pick. As we wait on Lisa. Hope she's faster with this than she's with the Amtrak decision.
What?
Make your pick, please, darling. Dear.
Hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia. Talks like a fag, but he sure can throw the ball. Jeff Garcia is off the board. And the next pick belongs to?
That'd be me, Don.
That would be Jonathan Norman. Johnny Norman.
One of my good pals. One of the guys that I'd like to see win this league if it's not going to be me.
Johnny.
It's
not going to be you, Mike.
Just the way I feel about the boy. Okay, that's enough goodwill from you.
Johnny. Johnny?
Yeah.
An important decision.
Give me Donovan McNabb.
Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb is off the board. Mm-hmm. We now go to Robe Speed Bump. Thank you, Mike.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah, my fruit.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Wow.
Rob breaking the cardinal rule.
I knew there'd be one.
Randy Moss.
That would probably be the only black guy on Rob's team. Now with pick number 8 and pick number 9, here is Carlos Broyhill.
I have 2 minutes, don't I?
You do.
You do.
I'm still trying to find Randy Moss.
1 minute to wait, make one pick, and then 1 minute. Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison.
Oh, I hate you. Bastard.
I hate you.
I hate you. I hate you. Bastard. 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 And that means we go now to Robe Spiewak.
Harrison and, man.
Robe Spiewak. On the clock.
I would take Dante Culpepper.
Dante Culpepper. Hey, Rob, showing some knowledge. Dante Culpepper. And now we go to Johnny Norman.
I'll take Ricky Williams.
Ricky Williams. All right, everybody's scratching to put the name off the list.
Trying to.
And that means next we go to Lily.
No.
Who you like, Lily?
Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens. What a smart pick. And as we continue, we then go to Bart.
Brett.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike is next. Uncle Mike.
Brett Favre. Thank you, Bart.
I hope you get gonorrhea.
Now, you mean you hope you can cure gonorrhea? He's already got it. And Bart, as a matter of fact, we've all got it. That means if I've got it, you got it. Who's your pick, son?
Now I have to take my minute.
All right, take your minute.
You're going to hear a lot of that.
Where's Brett Favre on my overall list?
You didn't really want him.
Huh?
You didn't really want him.
You took him because Bart wanted him.
Well, and also my conversation with you yesterday, you kind of sold me, even though he's been downgraded on my little internet site.
Bart. Bart.
He's good. Can we pass over him?
Gannon.
Who?
Gannon.
Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon.
Stupid horse. You told me you were going to pick quarterbacks last.
Which means it's to me.
Knew you were.
To me, Rich Gannon. Christ.
Where the hell is he?
Ah, there he is on the list. Okay, I will have to take Torrey Holt.
It begins.
Torrey Holt.
He's going to get Isaac Bruce, too.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
I picked before him.
Why, you wouldn't do that to me, Charlie.
Oh, no, never.
Let's go to Buzz.
You got Rich Gannon? Somebody get Rich Gannon?
Yeah.
My next pick, quarterback Drew Bledsoe. Now, he's being mocked. He's supposed to have a good year with Buffalo. They're laughing.
You laugh now. Yes. Yes.
Hey, Buzz?
They laughed at the good guy pick. Who invented the airplane. Thank you.
So it's my pick, right?
No, it's my pick.
That's number 13 on my list.
Who's next?
It should be Buzz again.
Buzz again.
Doubles back.
He wasn't ready yet.
Okay, for my next choice, I choose the Packers defense.
Okay, now I'm laughing.
The Packers defense.
All right. Okay, can't support you there, pal.
It's all right.
The
we'll
Packers
see.
Defense.
Anything can happen.
That's right. And it's me now? It's me now?
Yes, sir.
Isaac Bruce? Isaac Bruce. Look at this. Hold on. Look at this mock draft that I put right there. Top three picks.
You got him. Plane crash.
Got him. And now we go to Uncle Mike.
It's
no.
Me.
Bart. I'm sorry, Bart.
David Boston.
David Boston of Phoenix. Good pick.
Arizona.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm old school. And now we go to Uncle Mike.
All right, hold on. All right, hold on.
They started in Chicago.
The Cardinals.
Right.
I'm aware of that. And they stopped in St. Louis in between.
Right. Okay.
Known briefly as the Phoenix Cardinals.
Right.
Before they were known as the Arizona Cardinals.
Has anyone taken the Packers defense yet?
Yes. Yes, they have. So there. Jay Fiedler.
Okay.
Jew. Pointing it out that Mike has a Jewish quarterback. Number five would be Lisa. I've doubled the intensity. That was a premature buzz. Lisa.
Priest Holmes.
Priest Holmes.
Good pick.
Is he Catholic?
Priest Holmes. And we now go to John Norman.
Yeah.
Help yourself, son.
John Norman's up.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn is early gone on this board. Keyshawn Johnson, which means we go to Robe Speed Bump.
Curtis Martin.
Curtis Martin, my favorite Martin.
I like Dean.
Your favorite Martin. My favorite Martin.
Yeah. Stole that from, what's his name, Chris Berman.
My favorite Martin. Bang, 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 bang.
With the next two picks, Carlos Broyhill. This is actually moving very fast.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a pretty good job on this.
Me one pick. Me trophies.
Edgerrin James.
There you go. And Edgerrin James.
Rod Smith.
Rod, so you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. John Norman. Glad that I wanted Rod Smith.
I know you didn't.
No,
but I did. It's John's pick, right?
Rod. Oh. 1 second. 1 minute. Plenty of time. That was
my
time. Never a minute.
That was premature. That was Charlie's 2 minutes. So, John, now you're operating at less than 2 minutes.
That's me.
Oh, it's Rob. Sorry, Rob. Whatever.
Just pick.
Rob.
Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez. That is the pick. Tony Gonzalez, holdout.
He's playing basketball this year, I think.
And now it's John Norman, right?
Yes.
John Norman.
Johnny Norman. Johnny Norman picking all his players.
Johnny.
Johnny Norman, king of the wild frontier. He's Johnny. Johnny Norman. Whoa, having some fun on draft day.
Thanks, Mike. Can I get one of those?
During the break.
I'll take LaDainian Tomlinson, please.
LaDainian Tomlinson from San Diego.
A fine running back from the San Diego Chargers.
Like you have a clue.
Yeah, well, I'm prepared today.
Lisa. Lily. Lee. Lee. Sheely.
Feely.
Lee Lee Herndon. Demolition driver.
Nope.
Lover of everything black.
What's your pick, dear?
Tens of thousands of men.
Tens of thousands of black men. Who are you picking? Lisa?
Corey Dillon?
Corey Dillon.
Oh,
with confidence.
Corey Dillon.
Damn it.
And that means Mike O. Ra is on the board.
God, I hate it when somebody picks my player right after, right before me.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ha.
You did it to Bart.
Ha.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Indeed.
So, Mike?
I'm going to go with Anthony Thomas.
From the Bears?
Yep.
Anthony Thomas. Out of there. Bart.
Yeah.
You're on the clock, Bart.
Okay.
Bart Source.
I heard you.
My son.
Yes, sir.
The man, the legend.
Tim Brown.
Tim Brown of the Raiders. Tim Brown. And that would be to me. Ah, to me.
Anybody left on the Rams team?
Ah, to me. Wow, I got a whole bunch of guys I want. Christ. Will they be available later? You have a prediction, Charlie? I'm not going to take the Rams defense this high.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not. Ed McCaffrey.
I was wrong.
You're just for Ed McCaffrey.
Denver. And Buzz.
For my next pick, running back, Ricky Williams.
Already gone.
That's taken, then I'll make
that was going to happen. I knew you'd be the first one to do that.
Yeah, there are a couple I missed, but then I'll try Stephen Davis, please.
Stephen Davis?
Yeah.
And you get another pick.
Okay, let's make it... Was Terrell Owens taken yet?
Yes.
David Boston?
Yes.
Terry Glenn, then.
Terry Glenn of the Green Bay Packers. All right, so that puts me back on the clock. Notice I don't slow the show down. St. Louis Rams defense and special teams. And we go to...
That basket's full of the same egg.
Barn.
I was in my pick already.
Oh.
Right? One, two, three.
Oh. Right. Okay. Shoot.
I was premature.
Okay.
You have 25 seconds left.
Good.
Did you just pick the St. Louis defensive team?
Yes.
I'll take Michael Bennett.
Of the Vikings. Michael Bennett off the board, and that means we go to Tex O'Mara.
Dwayne Bates.
Who?
Dwayne Bates.
Of who?
Sleeper.
Minnesota Vikings.
A wide receiver.
Yes, wide receiver.
Wide receiver. Pick number five belongs to Lele.
What was Bates' first name?
Dwayne with a D. D apostrophe W-A-Y-N-E.
Dwayne.
Dwayne.
I don't care about Dwayne Bennett.
Dwayne. Lele.
Steelers defense.
Steelers defense off the board. And that means we go now to Johnny Norman. Johnny Norman.
Choice between two. I will take the unhappy Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks. He's cursed. Take it from me. Had him last year.
He's a bad guy.
Now, you want to get yourself one of those voodoo dolls. Rob Speedbump.
Chicago defense.
Chicago!
Chicago!
And then Carlos Broyhill, two in a row.
Antoine Smith and Cordell Stewart.
Antoine Smith of the Patriots, Cordell Stewart of the Steelers. And we are back to John Norman.
Rob,
sorry. Robay.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
What do you think our rating is right now?
0.00, Mr. Pitarski.
Can you have negative numbers?
Rob?
Ryan Greasy.
Lisa, you took the Chicago defensive team, didn't you?
Negative.
Anybody take Chicago's defensive
team? Yes, they're gone.
Rob, who did you just pick?
Ryan Greasy.
And that means now it's John Norman. Realize how annoying this sound is.
I love it.
The silence or the TikTok?
The TikTok. See, we're all very serious about this.
Oh, yes.
I got to take Eddie George.
Eddie George, that's a good pick. And next would be Lily. Oh, sorry.
So you pick Eddie George?
Yep.
It's going fast. Starting to lose my place.
We are in round, what is this, round six?
Anybody take Deuce McAllister yet?
Nope.
Nope.
He's all yours.
It's good to have him. But wait, he'll be there. Lisa.
Four bottles.
Joe Horn.
Joe Horn. Joe Little Big Horn. Two. Uncle Mike.
Jeremy Shockey.
You know what? That big dummy wouldn't even have known about Jeremy Shockey if I hadn't told you yesterday. You violated a code.
And what was the one reason that would cause me to violate the code?
Oh, you're drinking?
No, the hat that he's wearing.
The Giants hat? I know. F you.
Just made him think of it. He probably forgot until this morning. You probably forgot all about Jeremy Shockey.
We had this conversation yesterday.
I wasn't there for it, dick. We ass.
During the commercials, Mike says to me, who do you like? Who's your sleeper? I said, it's tight end for the Giants.
I also watched, over the weekend, I watched a little profile on Jeremy Shockey. They had a little feature on the guy, so I knew who I was drafting.
Is he upset about his dad dying?
Who?
Did his dad die?
Yeah, his dad is sick.
They were talking about him being a...
Just jockey. Shockey. It's Shockey, not Chockey.
I was thinking of Dick Shaq.
Bart.
I love it when you try comedy.
It's just above our heads. It's actually quite funny.
Bart, you're up.
Marcus Pollard still on the board?
Uh-huh.
Yep. I'll take him.
Marcus Pollard. And that means to me... You're a bastard.
I love it. I screwed his draft.
You really are. Bubba Franks.
Oh, that's who I wanted.
Green Bay. Buzz.
Michael Vick.
All right.
And Buzz again.
Joe Horn was taken, right?
Yes.
That's a yes. Rod Smith. Okay, yes. Daryl Jackson, then.
Who?
Daryl Jackson with Saints?
Yeah. That must be the one.
Seattle, right.
Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, him too.
So back to me. And... Michael Pittman. Tampa Bay. Running back. To Bart.
I thought you were going to play that sounder after every pick.
Oh, right. Forgot about it. Sorry.
I like that.
But we're moving so fast without it, Rob.
It is. It's moving
so fast, I'm trying to lose my place.
I'll take Jake Plummer.
Jake? The Snake.
Much better.
Well, laugh loud.
Do you like your job?
No.
No.
Don't forget you can't spell smart ass without A-S-S.
Watch it, A-hole.
You may leave.
May I?
Mike.
Larry.
Team O'Mara.
Mike.
Hold on.
Moma.
Hold on.
Team Mike O'Mara.
Hold on right now.
Mike.
Hines Ward.
Pittsburgh.
What position?
Wide receiver. And that means we go to Lily. Lily.
And I think after we get done with the first half of the draft, we'll break. Uh-huh. It'll allow folks to call in and critique our picks.
I expect nothing but praise for mine.
Waiting on Lisa.
I come here often. Normally my breakfast is great.
Lisa?
Jimmy Smith?
James Smith, Jacksonville Jaguars.
There goes Jimmy Smith. He'd been sitting there a while.
Yeah.
That guy's caused me a lot of hurt over the years, Lisa.
That would be John Norman. Johnny N.
We'll
keep spinning.
No suspense here. We'll go with Eric Moulds.
Eric Moulds, Buffalo Bills. To Rob Speed Bump.
Shannon Shire.
Shannon Sharp, and if Charlie takes this pick, is that the end of the eighth round?
Seventh
round? Then we're almost then we're more than halfway through.
Wow.
No. We've done great.
Just almost half.
All right, then we got to do one more then to be right. Halfway through. Charlie, so take two picks. Carlos Broyhill, everybody. What?
I don't know if I want him. Yes, I do. Jerome Bettis.
That's a pick from the heart. That's not a brain pick. That's a heart pick.
That's right.
And?
Just waiting for the bus.
Oh, Jerome Bettis. Your 2 minutes are up.
Mike Vanderjack.
Kicker. First kicker taken. And... Oh, Mike Vanderjack. Ladies and gentlemen, we now begin the final round before commercial break. The halfway mark. And we go to... John. Rob. Rob. Robe. Obey.
Derek Mason.
Derek Mason. And now John Norman's on the clock. Johnny.
Troy Brown.
Arbitrage just called to ask if we're still on the air today.
They sent a sympathy card.
Troy Brown. Now it's to Lily. Lisa. Lady Moolah.
Wrestling.
Lisa.
Oh.
Need a pick.
Would you?
Steve McNair.
Bart Source.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara, sorry.
Hey.
Mike.
Hey, is this all on the up and off?
Mike.
You'll be sorry, Pee Wee Herman. Jason Elam.
Kicker, Denver Broncos. Now, from my own demon seed, Bart.
Plaxico Burress.
Burress.
Who the hell is that?
Wide receiver.
Who does he play for?
Steelers.
All right.
I don't like his name.
I don't either.
To me.
Makes me angry.
Keenan McCardell. Tampa Bay. And finally ending up... Oh, excuse me.
What was your pick?
Keenan McCardell. And winding out the halfway point of the draft, Buzz Burbank.
Tight end Ernie Conwell.
Ladies and gentlemen, and having only taken up nearly a half hour of the show, we are done with more than half of the draft.
Yay!
Now, does everybody have their teams written down?
So far, so good.
Yeah. Everybody know their teams?
Yeah.
Buzz, yes, who have you selected?
So far, Marshall Faulk, the Packers defense. Let's see, who else? I have Steven Davis. I have Terry Glenn. I have Daryl Jackson. I have Ernie Conwell. Those are my picks so far.
I have Kurt Warner. Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, Michael Pittman, Ed McCaffrey, Rams defense, and Bubba Franks. Bart.
I have Rich Gannon, Jake Plummer, Amon Green, Michael Bennett, David Boston, Tim Brown, Plaxico Burress, and Marcus Pollard.
Uncle Mike.
I have, for my quarterbacks, Brett Favre and Jay Fiedler, running back Sean Alexander and Anthony Thomas, wide receivers Dwayne Bates and Hines Ward, tight end Jeremy Shockey of your New York Giants, and kicker Jason Elam.
Lele.
Quarterbacks Jeff Garcia and Steve McNair, running backs Priest Holmes and Corey Dillon, wide receivers Terrell Owens, Joe Horn, Jimmy Smith, and the Pittsburgh defense.
And John Norman.
Oh, Donovan McNabb, Ricky Williams, Keyshawn Johnson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Aaron Brooks, Eddie George, Eric Molds, and Troy Brown. That's who it is.
Rob Speedbump.
Dante Culpepper, Brian Greasy, Curtis Martin, Tony Gonzalez, Shannon Sharp, Chicago defense, Randy Moss, and Derek Mason.
And Carlos.
Peyton Manning, Cordell Stewart, Edgerrin James, Jerome Bettis, Antoine Smith, Marvin Harrison, Rod Smith, and Mike Vanderjagt.
What was that last name?
Vanderjagt.
Okay. Get some constructive criticism. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I don't know if I'm a loser or just a big fan of football, but I've been following the whole thing, writing down everyone's pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
And I think Lisa's team looks really good, actually.
Hey, how about that, Lisa?
Hey,
go Lisa.
Right.
And Charlie, actually, I'm sorry to say, his team looks pretty good, too.
His team always looks
always
good.
Does.
You know, I listened to him read that all-star team that he had. It sounded pretty good. Sounded pretty good.
Mine ain't bad.
Yeah, I know.
Don, yours looks good. You got a lot of St. Louis guys.
A lot of St. Louis guys, right.
You're doing that strategy where you go for one team.
That's right.
He gives up on the bye week.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So that's one loss.
Right.
That's one week I know I'm going to lose. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to tell them who is going to win this league.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Turn your radio down.
I apologize.
Okay.
Charlie will win this league.
I'm used to that. Thank you, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Does no one want to comment on Buzz?
Yeah. What's
Hello?
Up with that?
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Come on, what do you think?
I think Buzz picks absolutely blow. Sorry,
thank you.
Buzz.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question about that. I only have 6 picks so far. Everybody else has 8. Did I get missed?
Buzz, you have 8.
Really?
You have 8.
Wow, I've lost 2 already.
All right. Buzz.
What does he have?
Buzz has and quarterback Drew Bledsoe and Michael Vick.
Right.
At running back, you have Marshall Faulk and Stephen Davis.
Right.
At tight ends.
Why, hey, Tittle.
Ernie Conwell at tight end.
Right.
Do you remember your defense?
I was the Packers.
Right. And wide receiver Terry Glenn and Daryl Jackson.
There you go. Okay, thanks.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I have three roto teams. I've been listening the whole time, and Lisa's team is solid from top to bottom, just like Lisa.
But these are all guys that just want to get in your pants, I think.
Bad.
Right. Repeat your team again. Who do you have again?
Jeff Garcia, Steve McNair, Priest Holmes, Corey Dillon, Terrell Owens, Joe Horn, Jimmy Smith, and the Pittsburgh defense.
All right, not bad. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hey.
Hey, actually, the way you guys are picking is, how are you guys picking, you know, you'll pick, like, a Peyton Manning and an Edgerrin James and a Marvin Harrison. How do you guys do that? That's, like, one of the rules of fantasy football, that you don't do that.
That's one of the great things about this league. You can do that.
You can. So what's the problem?
That means you got to root for that specific team.
Correct.
You've got to spread it out.
No. See, Charlie and I both adhere to that policy. Charlie's putting a lot of his eggs into the Colts basket.
Oh, you guys are doing that on purpose.
Yeah, and I'm purposely picking all these St. Louis Rams guys.
Oh, okay.
And what I'm doing is I'm basing my entire team around my tight end this year.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to know how much crack Buzz was smoking this morning.
Not enough, apparently.
Other than his first pick, he might as well pick him out of a hat.
Yeah, well, as I explained yesterday, I don't care about the game. I know nothing about the game. I'm doing this because we're doing
you
this.
You have to.
Hello, right. Don and Mike.
I think
kind of like every day when you come to work, huh, pal?
Hello.
I think before anybody comments on the picks, we have to know, like, what the scoring is in the league. Like, how...
I'm sorry, I'm getting very obnoxious. I don't know why.
It's because you're drinking.
Oh,
having a nice big BM.
It's a passing league.
All right, so it's mainly like...
We haven't set up all the scoring yet. We're going to go in after we get done today and put in gradations for yards rushing, yards passing, yards receiving, and things of that nature. But right now, we just got, you know, the basic setup with touchdowns and field goals and extra points and stuff like that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Lili by far has the best picks. I put a grand for charity up against any of the teams that you guys got. She's going to kill you guys.
At this point, I don't think it's guys wanting to get in her pants. I think that really she has picked some good players.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, Buzz, I don't know what you're smoking. Don, you didn't do too well. You didn't do too well, Don, either.
Why?
You know, I'd like somebody to comment on me.
Hold on. How can you not do well when you have Kurt Warner, Torrey Holt, and Isaac Bruce?
Exactly. You're going to have absolutely no running back. You're not going to do... And you picked Hines Ward.
Hey, hello.
You pick Hines Ward.
Hold on.
I picked Hines Ward.
Douche, I didn't pick Hines Ward.
Oh.
And incidentally...
And what's wrong with Hines Ward?
And
Hines
also,
Ward is terrible.
Let me tell you something else. I won't pick another running back the whole rest of the way. Because in our league, you get 10 points if the running back gets 100 yards. There are not a lot of guys that get 100 yards. There's like four or five guys in the league that do that.
Okay.
So I took one guy, Michael Pittman, who I think might score some TDs for Tampa Bay.
He might do all right.
Does Hines Ward suck?
Hines Ward is, where'd you pick him? What round?
The last round, I think.
No, the second to last round.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Their number one receiver.
Hello, Don.
He's not their number one receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No.
I think right now, with the way the picks are now,
don't know
a lot of callers are forgetting that there's a second round where things can change. Charlie and Lisa are running for
serious business, man.
Well, listen, hold on. This tells me that some people are actually listening to the show today.
That's good. Don, honor and privilege, sir.
Don, you're a sleeper. And Buzz, you're just an ass.
F you, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Buzz, you taking a little
Don
heat
Mike,
today.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a lot of it.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, what's up with Washington defense, man? You got a stack of Pro Bowlers. Who's got Washington D?
Nobody
yet.
Still out there, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz has got the sleeper pick of the draft so far with Drew Bledsoe. He's going to light it up this year with Eric Maltz.
Right.
Hold on. Everyone, please. Important thing here. Everyone, one stalk of celery to a person.
Don and Mike, hello.
I haven't even got a drink yet.
Hello.
Buzz, I'll light you up right now.
Okay. Don and Mike.
Hey, I'm calling to support Buzz.
Why?
Yeah, why? What the hell's wrong with you, sir?
I feel his pain.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Am I the only one who thinks Buzz has made good picks?
Yes. Hello.
Yes, you are.
Hey, guys.
What a great guy he is. Hello.
Hey, guys. It's going great, but I just got to say, you never miss a jump split.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Buzz is doing fine.
Thank you.
What are you smoking?
Buzz Show is going to... When was he injured before last year? And I don't see any of you guys taking Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's what about right. That? Drew Bledsoe's terrible. Yeah, Tom Brady.
Here's the story.
Super Bowl.
But a man named Brady.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Who would lose a lot of games for his team.
Hello.
Hey, is this the sports line?
Get out of here. We do this once a year. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, you left out the best running back. What's going on?
Who's that?
On.
Fred Lane, Carolina Panthers. Your sure shot running back.
Oh, that's the dead guy we were trying to think of yesterday. Fred Lane. Now listen.
You never miss a jump split.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on
hello?
The air.
Yeah, and how can you pick Ed McCaffrey so high when he's coming off a season where he busts his leg in like three complete pieces?
It's called GFG. Gift from God.
Well rested.
It would have to be.
Let's come on in here and get your beverage.
Yes, it would have to be. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi there.
Hey, Buzz.
Oh, he's coming in here to get his Bloody Mary.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I really think you've done, for not knowing anything about the game,
uh-huh.
not caring about the game, you're doing a good job.
F me hard.
F you. We love you, Buzz.
I don't love you, sir.
I will F you the way you need to be F.
Goodbye.
I don't love you.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Buzz,
yes.
Your picks are great. Phenomenal. I love them. You're the underdog, baby.
Thank
you. Can do it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
Every stoner in the world's calling in right now.
Got any weed?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Now, Mike, stop that.
Hello.
I love you, Buzz.
All right.
I love you, Buzz.
Thank you, sir.
No, I love you, Buzz.
All right, get out of here.
Hey, nobody has commented seriously on my team yet.
Don and Mike, well.
You ask for it and you'll get what you don't want.
Yeah, that's true.
Lisa's got the picks. She's going to kick all you guys' butts.
Who?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Another vote for Lisa.
This mean my team sucks?
Don and Mike, no. Yeah. But what are these dopes know? These are dopes that are listening to our stupid radio show.
I like to get the feedback. I like to talk to the small people.
Don and Mike.
Anything can happen.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What about Edgerrin James?
Taken.
Charlie took him.
Charlie got him.
Oh, did he? Charlie, you the man.
Thank you.
Good luck. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, radio gods? I definitely think that nobody has said anything about Norman's picks. I think his picks are great.
Johnny Norman.
Johnny Norman. There you go.
Sure.
Some love for Johnny Norman.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. I'm not a fan of any particular team, but I really like Mike's selection, that big tight end out of Miami. My sources who have scouted him, Jeremy Shockey, he's just going to be phenomenal. I think he'll be the surprise pick of the draft.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate that, and thanks for calling in. Where did you get those?
Beatrice, I guess.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think Mike O'Meara has a great team.
Thank you very much. Who's your favorite player on my team?
Jeremy Shockey. He's going to light up the NFL.
Oh, everybody's paying attention.
Did you name anyone else on the team besides that?
Can I name? Nah.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I think depending on injuries, there's like 5 teams that could win this.
Which ones? Incidentally, did we mention the names of our teams? I don't think I really spent a little bit of time.
As did I.
Picking the name of my team.
And you know, Don, I have to compliment you on your helmet design.
Yeah, I already went to the website and did the helmet.
Yeah, me
too. Really?
I'm the DAs.
The DAs?
Fantastic. Dumbasses.
I'm the anchors.
I'm the TCB.
Oh, TCB?
And it's not pluralized. It's that new modern way where you just do the TCB.
Mine was not an original idea. I went with the Sea Dogs.
That's gay.
Did you spell out the word?
Sea Dogs.
Did you spell out the...
No, it'll be C,
the letter C.
Dogs. Bart, you have a team name?
Team Meathead.
Team Meathead, Charlie?
I hadn't thought of one. I don't know yet.
Lily? How about Big Black?
Big Black?
D.
No, Big Black.
Yummy. No, I'm...
Yummy.
I'm the princesses, and my colors are purple and gold. And a crown is my logo.
Okay.
Purple and gold.
Oh, and Buzz, you are the...
The anchors.
The anchors.
I have an anchor
Johnny,
on my
what's
helmet.
Your name? What's your name?
Carcass.
Carcass.
The carcass.
Charlie, you've had time to think now. What
Little men in the boat.
When we come back, the all-important second half of the draft right after this. Oh, and we don't have a burper yet.
No, they did not return.
No, we didn't... We were not able to hook up with our latest celebrity burper yet, so be the 100th caller now. What are you doing? Bart, what is Uncle Mike doing?
He's stroking the vodka bottle.
Yes, I am, Bart.
As he often does.
Yes, I am. Be the 100th caller, and we'll give you something right now. Dial recklessly, you animals. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. I was messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you got a master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show. The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
All right, just ahead of a call number 100. There we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? I guess I'm the 100th caller.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
From Stafford.
Rick, here is my son, Bart, to tell you what you want. Barty.
won a pair of tickets to see Ozzfest 2002 featuring Ozzy Osbourne, which has been rescheduled at Nissan Pavilion for this Thursday. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster locations and online at cc.com.
Beautiful read.
Okay.
It's in the genes.
There you go. He's a natural.
Thank you. Hold on. Hold on, please. And now back to the 2002 Don and Mike Fantasy Draft.
I heard
through the grapevine that Buzz was very upset outside.
Yes.
Are you really upset?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, because I know I'm not doing well, you know, as I expected. Actually, I'm doing worse than I expected.
As Senator John Warner once told me, Buzz, it doesn't amount to a hill of warm spit.
There you go.
You approach it like that, it just doesn't matter.
I'll work on that.
And at the halfway point, regardless of how I'm criticized by my friends or by the listeners, I was showing everybody I am dumb enough to work up mock drafts.
And you've gotten everybody you wanted except for
one or two. Except for Shockey.
Who?
Shut up. You know, if I hadn't told you yesterday about Jeremy Shockey,
right,
you would not have... He could have walked in the studio today, pulled his pants down, taken a dump, and you would have said, interesting fella.
That is not correct, and I'm going to show you. All the players that I draft, if they're available, if I get to the position, are highlighted in red. Now look at my little sheet there. Jeremy Shockey is the highest rated tight end in my thing. So I actually, when I was ready to draft a tight end, I would have picked him regardless of our discussion yesterday.
Really?
And also he's a New York Giant, and I knew of him, you know, and that when we were talking about him.
What number does he wear?
I have no idea.
Where do you go to school?
Miami.
Good guess.
One of the callers.
No, I'm giving it to you.
One of the callers said it. I didn't hear the call.
I'm just giving you the business. Oh, that's right. A caller said he went to Miami. Okay.
Wouldn't have known.
Okay.
You don't listen to the callers.
Don't. Not really.
They're small.
Yes.
Back to the draft. We are more than halfway through as we now start the ninth round.
And I'm really lost. I don't expect to,
Official spokesman of the stupid,
right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And on the clock is Buzz J. Gurdonly.
Was Corey Dillon taken earlier? If not, he's my next pick. Okay. Eddie George, then.
He's gone, too.
All right. Then Curtis Martin.
He's gone.
All right. Warwick Dunn.
He's available.
Warwick Dunn. Thank God for that.
Org done.
Yeah.
All right, to me personally, James Thrash, Eagles. Now to Bart.
I'll take the Bucks defense and special teams.
Good pick. Uncle Mike.
We have a minute, correct?
With a zero tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
You need it.
Yeah, I do.
I do. See, Buzz, don't feel bad. Even you didn't need a minute. I mean, you had some guys who had already been picked, but
did it all in 15 seconds.
You were there. You were ready.
Yes.
Feel good. Feel positive.
Okay. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay defense.
I just took them.
I'm sorry. I'll take the Cleveland defense.
That was not a gag. That was not a joke. And we go to Lily. Tampa Bay.
He just took it.
Yeah, like 10 seconds before you did.
Damn it, it's tough to keep track. It's starting to get really crazy.
So many names.
Lily.
Byron Chamberlain.
Byron Chamberlain, tight end for the Vikings. And that means John Norman.
Put me on the clock.
Johnny.
Byron who?
Chamberlain.
Huh.
Johnny.
You know, my overall top 200, I thought I was going to be just able to line out the names and they'd be gone. And you guys are picking people.
We're ruining it for you, aren't we? Not everyone is using the cheat sheet.
Johnny.
Since there's been a run on tight ends, I will take...
What's that?
Frank Wycheck.
Good pick. What was that, Barney?
What?
What'd you say, Uncle Mike? That's okay. What'd you say to him?
He said, not everyone's using a cheat sheet. I said, didn't you tell me you went on the internet and got a cheat sheet today?
Oh, yes, for a couple of positions.
Okay, then.
Who's your defense?
Cleveland.
Sorry, I forgot.
Who's your...
Damn.
I'll honor the fact that he's your son.
Thank you.
There you go. I know that gets you mad.
Thank you.
All right.
But remember, we had the talk today.
Yeah.
I know.
I told him. I said, watch it with Uncle Mike today.
Just be careful, okay?
Tiki Barber.
Robbie?
Tiki Barber.
That's a good pick,
Tiki Rob. Barber. And that means we go now to...
Gonzalez?
Carlos Broyhill for two picks in a row.
Jerry Rice and Terrence Mathis.
Both good picks. And
great picks, great television.
Back to
Curtis Terrence Mathis,
of course.
On your left.
Back to Rob.
Curtis Mathis.
That's a great high five.
Back to Rob.
Great TV. Fine TV. It's a good TV.